After an eighth homeless camp fire along the Swan Lake Corridor just north of Vernon, Bill Wacy is getting fed up. The BX Swan Lake fire chief says he had to climb over piles of garbage to get to the latest fire Saturday. Acknowledging the larger social issue and complicated links between homelessness, the opioid crisis and housing affordability, Wacy said it's only a matter of time before another death or serious injury. Wacy said his crews have responded to 6 or 7 overdoses as well at the stretch of camps along the lake. He's also concerned for the safety of his men. He described the conditions as deplorable in the camps. There's just an incredible amount of garbage. People don't realize how bad the problem is because they can't see it from the highway. Wacy says bickering between camps has led to residents allegedly burning each other out. It's an ongoing issue and a much bigger picture, he said. I just show up and put the fire out, but they set up traps and obstacles to keep each other out of their camps. As well, the area is pockmarked with latrine pits full of human waste. It's an absolute hazmat garbage dump, says Wacy. He says there is about a 100-meter stretch of garbage. He won't allow his crews in there without hazmat gear and air tanks. And all this is happening along the shores of the lake in an area deemed a nature preserve. The fires burns with thick, black smoke because of the toxic nature of the garbage, and when a fire is put out, that all leaches back into the lake, says Wacy. I wouldn't allow any of my guys in there unless they're fully protected, he said Monday. It's not an easy problem to solve. How can we support these people safely? Improve their situation? Who bears the cost? Fire Education, Prevention Captain Kevin Dalgarno said each time the department responds to the camps, they also have to contact CN Rail and shut down any train traffic because they are running fire hoses across the tracks. EHS, paramedic, won't even go in there without us with them, he added. Dalgarno said aside from malicious fires, others start because camp residents are trying to stay warm, so cooking or heating fires are often too close to tents. I understand why they're doing it, but all it takes is one spark and the tent goes up, then we're back in there. Wacy said with winter fast approaching, he anticipates he'll be back at the camps again all too soon. He's concerned a camp resident will die or one of his men will be injured next time. It's a complicated problem, he said. Saturday's fire saw pallets, garbage, camping gear and other items go up in flames. Another fire followed just a few hours later, within city limits, near Cal Tire Place in Vernon. It was another homeless camp fire that spread to a tire pile.